91X News.
It's 4 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Matthew Morgan. A 34-year-old Sterling woman was arrested early Monday evening for assault on her spouse, according to police. Central Hastings OPP were called to a residence on Church Street after a complaint was called in shortly before 7 p.m. The woman is being charged with assault, domestic mischief, uttering threats, and failing to comply with probation order. She is currently being held in custody and awaiting a bail hearing set for Tuesday. On Monday, around 9 p.m., Coburg police responded to a break-in on James Street East. A 39-year-old man and a 27-year-old woman, both from Coburg, are facing charges of breaking and entering. Police say the homeowner chased a man and a woman out of his home after he found out the pair had broken into his home. The homeowner chased the trespassers out of his home and down the street before they arrived. They were both later apprehended by the police with help from the homeowner. Police report they are both in custody until their hearing. The first ever Rural Innovation Summit is coming to in Quinte in late fall. QNET News reporter Maria Canecchio has more.
Rob Klute, the new executive director of Quinnovation, says the summit will bring together various levels of government, along with thinkers, dreamers and doers, to discuss rural innovation in the region.
We're looking at discussing how rural innovation is thriving in this environment in the Bay of Quinte region, and we're looking to have real discussions around government policy, around funding entrepreneurialism, about dollars, provincial dollars and federal dollars being directed away from the cities and into rural environments like the Bay of Quinte.
The summit is going to be hosted by the Quinte on the weekend of November 16th. Klute says the main goal is to create a base for ambitious and educated young people who are going to stay, grow the population, and develop the region.
We need to enhance the things that people are doing here now in order to grow the population base and grow the economy, and thereby they'll create a sustainability for new entrepreneurs to create businesses.
Now Quinnovation are developing the content of the summit and looking for the facility to host it. Maria Hananko, QNET News, Belleville.
Police officers and other volunteers will be shaving their heads to support cancer research at an event in Coburg Thursday. The Cops for Cancer event will take place in the gym at St. Joseph's Elementary Catholic School in Coburg. It's been organized by Coburg's Police Sergeant Mike Richardson and his wife Angie Richardson, St. Joseph's teacher Lori Kendrick, and four student volunteers. Police officers from Durham Region, Kingston, and Coburg, as well as members of the public, are welcome to participate. A tentative agreement has been reached to end a nearly month-long strike at Quinte's Carleton University. Karen Ribeau reports.
More than 850 administrative, technical, and library workers at Carleton walked off the job March 5th in a dispute that focused primarily on pensions. The Ottawa-based university said last night it came to terms with QP Local 2424 after a full day of mediated talks. Details will be released after a ratification vote by staff, which the union says is scheduled for this morning. QP adds picket lines at the university have been suspended, and the school says details about a back-to-work protocol will be provided. Soon. Karen Ribeau, the Canadian Press.
Wednesday marks the 50th anniversary of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. He was killed on a hotel balcony in Memphis. Now his family is in the city to mark the sombre anniversary. Reporter Ryan Burrows has more.
Dr. Bernice King, the youngest daughter of Martin Luther King, took a private tour of the National Civil Rights Museum and a new exhibit about her father's legacy.
He did what he was supposed to do in this earth, and I think if we got focused like that, everybody, we could make some changes in this world.
Also getting a private tour, former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder.
Other than, say, maybe my father, he's the man who's probably had the greatest influence on my life.
The National Civil Rights Museum is located near the Lorraine Motel, where King was assassinated April 4th, 1960. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Police say they'll withdraw their application to march in the city's Pride Parade in Toronto. The move comes after event organizers requested the withdrawal, saying the presence of uniformed officers would make members of the LGBTQ community feel unsafe. Pride Toronto Executive Director Olivia Nuema says it makes sense for the organization to take a stand.
Pride was born out of protest. It actually was born out of resistance to the police. And so this is the context in which Pride kind of thrives. And that's the context where it feels like it's the community feels shaken, and it comes together to show strength and unity.
Toronto police didn't participate in last year's parade either because of the perception that their presence might disrude radicalized groups from attending. The first person has been sentenced as part of the U.S. Trump-Russia investigation. Reporter Aaron Katersky has the details.
Dutch attorney Alex van der Zwaan was sentenced to 30 days in prison for lying to federal agents investigating former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. The sentence, the first associated with the special counsel investigation, comes 2 months after van der Zwaan pleaded guilty. He told the judge, "What I did was wrong. I apologize to the court. I apologize to my wife and family for what I did." Van der Zwaan lied about his contacts with Manafort deputy Rick Gates and someone tied to Russian intelligence.
Van der Zwaan also ordered to pay a $20,000 fine. That's QNET News on 91X. The time is now 4:06 p.m. Sports is next.
Hi, my name is Shauna.
And my name is Jennifer.
And we're your Convergys recruiters.
We're looking for talented people just like you to join our technical online chat team.
We offer a great benefit package, including vision, medical, and dental.
Pay starts at $14 per hour plus performance bonus.
So if you're tech savvy and enjoy problem solving, apply online at Convergys.com/careers.
Check us out on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Convergys, it's where your career begins.
I'm Matthew Morgan with QNET News. Here's the latest in sports. Some of tonight's games. On the hard courts, we have the Toronto Raptors going head-to-head against the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight, and that game starts at 7. The Brooklyn Nets are in Philadelphia tonight, taking on the 76ers. And on the ice, we got the Boston Bruins, and they'll be going head-to-head against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The New York Rangers go against the New Jersey Devils at 7 p.m., The Winnipeg Jets are in Montreal this evening, and they're going up against the Canadiens. Puck drop is scheduled for 7:30. In baseball, we have the Toronto Blue Jays, and they're going up against the Chicago White Sox tonight in Toronto. That game starts at 7:07. The Kansas City Royals are in Detroit, and they're taking on the Tigers this afternoon. And the Tampa Bay Rays are set to take on the New York Yankees at home, and that game is at 4:05. The executive director of Olympic Games provided an update today on the bids, including Calgary, that are vying to host the 2026 Olympic Games. Christopher Dubé says the cities are still have facilities in place from previous Olympics have a bit of an advantage since it would be a limit to the number of new construction projects that are required. He says it's also important to be realistic when working out a budget on how much it would cost to host. The IOC will receive formal bids in October, with the winner unveiled in September of 2019.
And what it takes now is to make sure that the budgets that are being presented are extremely strong, down to the very last detail. It's almost at this point in time a bottom-up budget that would be based on the Vancouver one, adapted to the 2026 reality and situation.
On Thursday, Rory McIlroy will try to grab the only major golf championship that he doesn't have yet, a Masters green jacket. Only 5 players have captured all 4 of the modern major championships, making it one of the golf's most exclusive clubs. In 2011, McIlroy came really close to winning his first green jacket, but fell short at Augusta. McIlroy says he needs to relish the opportunity that's been put in front of him, and then go out and grab it. While he hasn't come as close to winning, he did in the last 7 years. McIlroy has always played well at Augusta National, finishing in the top 10 each of the last 4 years. He comes into this year's event off a win at Bay Hill, giving him plenty of confidence that this can finally be the year maybe he breaks through. More Masters news. The Masters gets underway in Augusta, Georgia on Thursday. Jason Day says he understands why people are getting so excited knowing that Tiger Woods will be playing in the Masters, and he gets why the fans are so excited to see him.
There's got to be a buzz around Augusta this week with Tiger being on the field, being on the grounds this week, and it's going to be exciting to see. But everyone else has got a game plan to do. They got to try and be the person that's going to slip on that green jacket on Sunday.
The Vancouver Canucks will have a big roles to fill as Henrik and Daniel Sedin announced their retirement today. The 37-year-old Twins are in their 17th NHL season with the Canucks. Henrik Sedin, there have been discussions throughout the year about whether they would return for another season. The Canucks have three games left on their schedule, and Henrik Sedin says it will be a chance for them to say goodbye.
But just still, you don't want to make a final decision. You never know how you're going to feel down the stretch and with those kind of things. So we wanted to come and play every game. Don't treat it as a goodbye season or those kind of things. So it's been pretty easy to come up and shop for the games. But we felt here the last couple of weeks that we have made the right decision.
Please send us your team league scores to your email, qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. For the forecast for Belleville, tonight increasing cloudiness, late this evening low of 0, Wednesday cloudy with a chance of flurries beginning early in the morning, high of +4. Right now it's 4:11. It's 4 degrees, QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Morgan, News on 91X next at 5.